Guys, we've spoken a lot, especially the last couple of years, about biomechanics, and I suppose for some it's just another fancy word. Basically what the biomechanics are, if you look at one of the definitions, it's motion, force, momentum, levers and balance. So obviously you've got to have good motion in the movement of your body. You've got to have speed and acceleration, which is your force. And your force is your push or your pull that sort of creates that speed and momentum and what helps you stop and change and accelerate. So the biomechanics of any athlete are the be-all and end-all in terms of if you have very poor biomechanics or levers or power, any of those factors, you're really going to be a less than elite athlete, I suppose. Plenty of guys can overcome it. Plenty of humans and horses can still overcome it with heart and desire. But I suppose if you're lucky enough to be born with those biomechanics and all the right body parts in the right spot to help you with your chosen pursuit, it's really a massive edge to perform at a high level. So the very obvious example is if you're 5 foot nothing and you want to play NBA basketball, you're really up against it when you're playing against 7 foot guys. Basically because you don't have the height, you don't have the reach, you might have the speed, but for a lot of these type of sports, that's not good enough. Likewise, if you're a short, fat, dumpy fella and you want to do high jump, just the same thing. So they're a very crude and obvious example, but it really gets down to the motion and the movement and having that leverage. And the easier that that can come, the better and more classier type horse or human you're probably going to be in that chosen sport. So that's what we mean by the biomechanics. Our technology that we've been using in partnership with a chap from England is elite. There's plenty of history, and it's more importantly, there's a reference library and it's reference with elite horses. So what we've done is it's gone back and looked at all the elite horses as yearlings, picked out those, certain aspects that are vital importance to a racehorse. For example, your power behind the saddle, the length of forearm, all those type of things, and then put together the ideal horse. Now, from that ideal horse, that model is then used and rated all these upcoming horses. So we can tell what horse is more likely to perform at a higher level than some others. Doesn't mean the horse with low biomechanics won't go on and win a Group 1, but what it does mean is our chances of finding those better horses are at least 4 to 5 times, which is a massive, massive edge, especially when you consider we're paying some of the money that we're paying. The biomechanics, I think, are not the be-all and end-all, but without having those biomechanics, it's a real disadvantage, and it's just one of the positives you get, I suppose, with buying through Australian Bloodstock.